Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis.
All right, here we go. It's a Friday edition, the 21st of July edition of Flyers Daily with Jason Mertidis. We're also going to continue in this episode a conversation that I was able to have surrounding development camp a couple weeks back. We had Riley Armstrong on, Flyers Director of Player Development, on Wednesday. We've had some other players, and Nick Schultz came on, and others from the organization around development camp. And today we're going to talk with a very intriguing guy. It's Bobby Brink. Now, Bobby Brink was drafted by the Flyers 34th overall, second-round pick in the 2019 NHL Entry Draft. It's the year that the Flyers took in the first round Cam York. The Flyers passed not once but twice on Cole Caulfield. And part of the reason maybe why they passed on Caulfield, because they felt they could get a guy in Bobby Brink in the second round who could provide some of that goal scoring that a guy like Caulfield brings. Maybe not at the same level. Caulfield's done it now at the NHL level pretty substantially. Brink has played 10 NHL games, yet to get a goal in the NHL. Does have 4 assists in those 10 games. And they came in the 21-22 season. But last year, Bobby Brink had some hip problems, had a hip surgery, and missed the whole first half of the AHL season. Really disrupted, obviously, his training in the offseason, and also, you know, the ability to get ready. And then when you come back midway through a season, as he did with the Phantoms, played 41 games for them, ended up with 12 goals, 16 assists, and 28 points. Good production, but you feel like you're playing catch-up with the guys that went through a camp and the first 41 games of the season. So we're going to talk about all of that and more with Bobby Brink. And he's a guy that, you know, at this point, at his age, and he is now 22 years of age, is about knocking on the door to make the NHL club. He's a guy that may be diminutive in stature, not the biggest guy in the world. He's only 5'8", 170 pounds, but he is not afraid to go to the areas where goals are scored. He's got a lot of gamer in him, which I think John Tortorella will like. Does he have a chance to make the team this camp? He'd have to come in, knock the door down, and earn it. I think it's more likely he'll start with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, but he's a guy that I would imagine we see in a Flyer uniform coming up this season, without a doubt, at some point, whether it's due to injury or just he's playing really well with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, and provided he stays healthy there as well. And we're at this point in the summer now where I guess we're kind of midway, more than halfway to next season. I mean, as we listen to this here on this Friday, Flyers are 82 days away from the opening game on the road against the Columbus Blue Jackets. It's still a ways off, but we're also getting close to the month of August. That'll be kind of the last month where we don't have much congregation of the hockey world. That'll start to happen at the end of August and certainly the beginning of September as players come back into town. They start their skates ahead of rookie camp and then training camp, and then the season will be right around the corner from that point. Not that I'm counting the days down. I'm trying to enjoy my summer, but I'm ready for hockey season. And I know Bobby Brink will be ready to finish off his training this summer, get into camp, have a camp, and push the envelope on getting to the NHL. Like I said, he's played 10 games. He's got 4 assists. He's put up good numbers in the AHL. I think he's getting itchy to get to the NHL. We'll see if he can do it this year. But here's my conversation with Flyers right winger Bobby Brink. We're with Bobby Brink at development camp. How you feeling?
I feel good. It's nice to be back on the ice in a nice competitive practice, so it's been a lot of fun.
What's the kind of off-season been like? You came in, you got to get some games in this year, knock a little bit of the rust off and kind of get back at it. But this is a different off-season because you're healthy.
Yeah, it's been nice to be healthy. I've been out here for about a month or so, and just in the weight room with the guys, and it's been 3 or 4 other players out here too, so had some fun, and felt like I've got some good workout in the weight room.
How agonizing was that last year for you, not being able to get out right away and having to go through that? Those are kind of like those litmus tests of a hockey player, how you're going to deal with it, overcome it, and come out on the other side better.
Yeah, it was tough, like a long recovery and a lot of restrictions on a lot of stuff, and not being able to kind of get into camp and do stuff with the guys right away was kind of tough, but got through it, and I feel a lot better now, and something that needed to be done, and I knew it was going to be a tough recovery, so just kind of had to do it.
When you get back to playing, I imagine you feel like you're almost playing catch up when you join in the middle of a season. Does it feel like that for you? Just getting timing? Because as a player at that level, like the head's got to be in concert with the hands, with the legs, with the feet, with the mind, the IQ, the decision making. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are kind of already at mid-season form right when I'm starting. The first, I don't know, 10 games, I'm probably a little bit behind, but you adjust quickly. We've been playing for a while, so, I mean, after you get the first couple of games under your belt and you get in game shape, you feel pretty good.
How was it in Lehigh with Lappy? And I know you guys, you know, pushed for a playoff spot. You got there and kind of ran out of gas, but, I mean, with Lappy, you can make mistakes. He's fine with that as long as you learn from him and kind of don't repeat it. But what's it been like kind of working with Ian LaPerriere?
Yeah, we had a good group of guys down there and a good team, and we had a good push at the end. And Lappy, yeah, he was a good coach. He taught us a lot about the structure of the game and what plays to make and when, and I think that it helped a lot. I think I learned a lot from him.
What's been the focus of your off season here? Like, what is the key things that you're going, okay, I want to improve in these areas to put them to a really tough decision come the fall with training camp?
Yeah, I just got to keep working in the weight room. I think that's probably my biggest thing this summer, is just getting stronger and faster, and I think it'll help a lot on the game and my on the ice, just being a little quicker, being a little more explosive.
Talk to me, a lot of kids that play the game at various levels listen to this podcast. Talk to me about your philosophy on goal scoring. Why are you able to score goals?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a mindset as well as a skill. I mean, the best goal scorers seem to always kind of work the hardest at it, shoot a lot of pucks and shoot it accurately and hard. And I think as well as just kind of almost willing the puck in the net, I think there's those two things kind of go hand in hand.
The one thing that you do, you're diminutive in stature. You're not the biggest guy, but you will go to where goals are scored. And that's a conscious decision. Have you always had that where you'll go in there, you'll pay the price, you'll get punished a little bit, but you also find that you're going to pile up more goals and more points by going to those spots?
Yeah, I think everyone knows if they want to score more, that's kind of where they got to go. It's not easy to score from the outside, especially at this level. So, I mean, the goals are scored there. It's just kind of, I mean, it's a little different depending on your size and your game, kind of how you go about it in that area. But I think that if you want to score, that's kind of where you got to at least end up.
End up with a couple of those ones just on the back door after a rebound and pop it in. You'll take 100 of those. You know, where did that come from, that willingness? I mean, you're a guy that works extremely hard, and you'll pay the price. And is that something that your parents ingrained in you from an early age and always been a kind of a grinder too?
Yeah, I mean, my dad always told me, I mean, if you want to score, that's kind of what you got to do. You got to outwork the other team.
Dad a coach?
Yeah, he coached me growing up. And, I mean, everyone that has kind of been through with hockey, I mean, it's kind of, they give the same message to everyone, is got to go outwork the other team and the other players. And usually whoever ends up working the hardest wins the game. So, yeah, I mean, it takes a little punishment to score goals, but that's part of the game. Sign up for it.
If you want the glory, you got to pay the price sometimes. Last thing for you, when you come to camp in the fall, you're going to be looking to put these guys to a decision. You're pushing to get all in, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to camp looking to make the team. No one's going there not trying to make the team. So I'm going to go there and do my best, try to make the team, and try to prepare in the off season so that I'm going to the camp at my best and see what I can do.
Bobby, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to catch up with Bobby Brink. And if you listen to the episode right around development camp and when they had that inner squad scrimmage, he was the guy at the top of the list that I thought stuck out the most. Now, he's a 22-year-old player. They're going to be further along than kids that were just drafted this year that are 18, 19 years old. But he just seemed like he was moving better than I've ever seen him moved in the way he skated and just kind of controlled the game. Got scoring chance after scoring chance, all from the high slot, all down around the net. That's what Bobby Brink does. So he'll be an intriguing player to watch come training camp time and preseason. And we thank him for taking the time to join us right here on Flyers Daily. So, everybody, have a great weekend. Bill will be back on Monday, Bill Meltzer. And we'll get into some more interviews next week with other players around the Flyers training camp, including Carson Bjarnason, Alex Bump, and others. So join us next week. Join us Monday with Bill Meltzer on a brand new Flyers Daily.